Good morning. It is 8:54 a.m. on Monday, March the 23rd, 2026. Here on a seriously cloudy morning, mostly overcast, although there's a bit of blue sky off to the southwest. Here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains, Greeley, Colorado, it's a chilly, yeah, it's a seasonal 42, 43 degrees. It's quite lovely. So I'm out morning early. The day is pretty largely booked up with I got a dental appointment in a little more than an hour, and then a taxi with a grocery side trip this afternoon. Not much time. By the time I get back from that this afternoon, it'll be time to fix dinner. So, yeah. It was like now or pretty much never. I need to reserve some time between 11 and 1 to try to get some writing in. To slow it down a little bit. It's 1942 in terms of pace, just under 20 minutes a mile. But my hips are feeling it. That's odd. This tree has what looks like, I guess that limb is dead. So is that one. But it has a lot of good leaves. A lot of good limbs left. Don't need to be zippered up quite so tight. Lilacs with some green noses. Yes, Farn. My weekly zone. Terrific. I suspect it'll think I'm getting a workout while I'm reclining in the chair. a cleaning. It's not anything serious. It may lead to something serious later, who knows. I've been following fairly religiously the every time you eat something, brush your teeth regimen, which has done wonders for my diet, because if I'm going to have to brush my teeth after I eat it, I have to ask myself, do you really want to eat it? Do you want to have your mouth tasting like toothpaste for the next hour and a half for the sake of that cookie? And the answer is mostly no thanks. No, I'll pass. Tunnel rat. Walrus King. What? It's it's fun. I'm enjoying it. It's Milo's a good character. The narrative is a bit fragmented in places, but it works. I'm okay with it. Some some purists like me 10 years ago would probably object to it. But am I enjoying the story? If the answer is yes, then it's a good book. If the answer is everybody else is going to enjoy it, I don't care. I don't. If that's the question, I don't really want to know the answer. I don't really care. The answer is no. Because there isn't anything that everybody else is going to like. Lit RPG. Yeah, it's a bit... He's got a real long character sheet, like an extra 5 pages. But in his defense, he doesn't put it in every chapter. And I just skipped past it. I didn't mind. It's like, okay, fine. There are people who live for it. I'm not one of them people. Interesting. That tree and that tree. I wonder what those are. Three trees in a row. Two of them have these great long spikes coming out of the top. Look like there might be flowering spikes or something. I wonder what that is. Male and female trees. Because the third tree doesn't have those at all. It doesn't have anything even remotely approaching it. Other than that, they look pretty much identical in terms of leaves and shape and the whole bit. Lots of putty-colored trucks moving around. There's trucks everywhere this morning. They're back outside the front of my house again. That's I like to play. Getting some hours in, apparently. He's just flying in a more or less circular pattern. Came in from the direction of Boulder, and now he's turned and going back towards the direction of Boulder. So yeah, I spent probably too much time yesterday playing with power. and created a big rocket fuel plant to take the place of my tiny initial power plant and plastic factory. I want to just sort of rebuild most of that into something more organic, something more useful. But I'm stuck. I finished off all of the milestones of the next to the last phase. And I'm wondering, do I want to continue? Or do I want to start over? Because part of me wants to start over. Part of me says, yeah, this is good. I've learned a lot this playthrough. My factory grew from one long platform to a whole bunch of different buildings, some of which look pretty cool, some of them look pretty awful. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. One pause. But it was really interesting to build one factory, like four floors high, to take one kind of raw material in and produce all of the first tier items that come from that raw material. So iron has rods, and well, screws are second tier, unless you have the alternate recipe that turns ingots into screws. But iron rods and iron plates. Rods get turned into screws until you find a recipe. But picked up some ideas from Total Eclipse on modular factory buildings. So one of the ideas was center service input, so center serve the smelters for the early game iron and coal, and Caterium for that matter. Center service on the smelters, which leaves you with two streams of ingots coming out of that factory, which you could merge together. But by leaving them separate, you can feed them into a side-served set of constructors, giving you the opportunity to make two different second tier materials. So like for iron, you want to make rods and plates. So you could take half of the input of iron ore, turn it all into ingots, and then without doing anything else fancy, just feed it into the side-serviced constructors, and then output those to storage. Same with copper, has two main outputs. which is a pretty efficient way. I mean, it's not efficient in the efficiency sense, but it's a pretty straightforward. It makes things early game in particular very simple before you have a lot of like the smart merge, the priority merger and the smart splitter, which come somewhat later. Smart splitter makes for some interesting sushi belts. Dropping everything into one fast line for storage and then sorting it out at the end works pretty well. Works pretty well indeed. Yeah, I've talked a lot about satisfactory. I've talked enough about satisfactory. My problem is I want to go back and play, and I don't have time to play. With luck, I'll have time to post this before I have to brush my teeth again and head off to sea. My hygienist for the quarterly scrape. Somebody's burning something here this morning. It's almost like a trash fire. No low flying jet. Headed toward the mountains. Maybe trying to get around to go south down around toward DIA to come up from the other side. I don't usually see them that low. I mean, the cloud cover is not that high this morning. There are several layers. There's the lowest layer. It's got a lot of scud in it, a lot of puffy clouds. Then there's a median layer that's pretty solid. And then way up high, if I look off to the west over the mountains, there's some blue sky. I can see way up high there's a third layer above the top. So maybe it just came down so you could have visual flight rules to be able to see where the hell he's going. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know nothing. My ryegrass is doing so well. I noticed this morning when I was coming out the door, the ryegrass is like bushing up. Where I had two or three little spots of it before, I now have like five or six. It's really filling in nicely. I'm very pleased. Huh, that's interesting. One of these trees is all filled out and blossomed. That one looks dead. These two are bare. This little flowering crab is putting out flowers. The big flowering crab is beautiful. There's a lot of white crab apple blossoms on it. And this one that didn't lose its berries over the winter, it's still got some little desiccated berries hanging off the stems where new flowers are showing up already. Interesting, interesting. And these, I keep calling them crab apples. I think they may be dogwoods. Let's just see if I can figure out the difference between a dogwood blossom and a crab apple blossom. Yeah, they are doing the number on the street again today. Anyway, I made it to the back gate. Tomorrow is a 3-day, but the day after that isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.